Leadership must educate, empower, and set the expectation for the workforce to carry out person-centered practices. This includes internal processes, not just those involved in delivery of services. Person-centeredness is the key to progress as you lead your company toward the goal of more integration, inclusion, and empowerment of people with disabilities. Now is the time to start thinking of your to-do list as a leader in beginning to implement these changes. What role will you play in making sure these changes will be implemented? Many hands make light work. Who will you include in the process of making your organization more person-centered?